Welcome back, guys. How has everyone been? I'm here today with Sophie. Sophie's quite busy. We're out in the kitchen doing bits and pieces.
Hi, everyone.
Bit late there, Soph. I've been so busy packing and everything else. I've got the bigger animals to come up yet. If you guys haven't checked out my social media pages, you'll notice that I've started moving animals up into the new reptile room, which is coming along very well.
Looks really good at the minute.
Some things that I'm a little bit worried about, like my breeding stuff, but I'm sure I can find some way of getting that in there. My freezer, what I was going to have for the rats for the snake feed, will be going somewhere else, I believe Sophie said.
I think I said it was going in
the little room downstairs, because with the heat and that, it won't go well together. I have got a little cupboard up in the spare room, which eventually I will be turning into a big enclosure for Buddy, my iguana. I'll be doing that some point next year. I'm leaving it as long as possible because we are going to, once I'm up here full time, within a couple of weeks, I'll be looking into units and shops. Where, up north, where we're living, I've got into one of the pet shops yesterday and they haven't got nothing hardly in there. They've got some bird feed, dog feed, stuff like that, like normal pet shops, but they ain't got nothing. I won't give name out because I don't want to get sued by the shop if they ever come across this, but it's quite poor really.
Well, they did downsize and I don't know why, because when they had the bigger shop they did actually have like live animals like fish and a lot more stuff, but then they downsized for some reason. So
yeah, with that could be like many different reasons, but if I can come up here and like it's a horrible thing to say, like get them out and maybe number one pet shop down here and do everything else what I would like to do up here, I think we'll be okay.
But yeah, I don't see it being a problem to be fair.
I know
it's going to be doing a lot more different stuff than what they're doing.
Yeah, because guys, obviously I set out my location later in time, like where the shop or unit would be, but yeah, I was really shocked. Like you walk in and walk straight back out. That's how small the shop is. It's quite, it's not even funny. Like it's very small. But no, the things what I would like to do in a shop is obviously all reptiles, dog stuff, cat stuff, your normal animals as well. I'll probably do some like a small little area for fish as well, so everyone got a variety of all types of animals.
Yeah, that's what we need up here though.
I want to have licenses as well because I've always said that I want to open up a reptile zoo, but that wouldn't be until 2-3 years down the line until we start getting things in, because there's loads of projects around the shop. When I say projects, I mean there is a lot that I want to do as well. Plus get my name out here. I reckon my name will be flooded up here within no time. Everyone will know who I am and what I'm doing.
That's what you want though?
Oh yeah, 100%, that's definitely what I want. But I'm looking forward to all this and it's going to be exciting times. It's going to be hard at first, but we get there. But yeah, apart from that, it's just chilling out and making sure the animals are okay. Sophie's going to look after her. I'll be on the phone to her on a daily basis anyway, for when I go back. She'd be making sure they've got water and food, everything else I can do when I get back. But I don't reckon, I'm going to make sure there's going to be plenty of food in there anyway for over a week. Plus spiders don't really eat that much, so
as much as it's a case of chilling out this past past week or so, this upcoming week is all go.
Really, yeah, it's
getting everything finalised. And
yeah, it's gonna be a stressful final week. When I go back, I've got a lot of things to deal with. What with work, getting transfer, seeing people, and stuff like that. So it's going to be a very, very busy time. Thankfully, if it wasn't for you guys, I've got you guys to I can't even get my words out. Be thankful for, because if it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't be stepping this far up into looking at shops and that, and being interested in everything what I do. I know everyone's not interested in looking at my stuff all the time, but thank you guys anyway. And sorry for the guys that I haven't got in contact with lately. As you know, that I've been very busy, and as something's gone wrong with my YouTube channel, which I haven't had chance to sort out yet, but within time I will sort that out and other things. But things take time. I've been very busy, and my social media, it's not just my YouTube channel I need to sort out properly, it's my other social media as well. But I can't do everything all at once, and like I said, sorry to people that I haven't got really in contact with and that. But yeah, I will be back in contact with you guys sooner or later, within a week or two. But it's been very stressful, what with my car breaking and everything else. Moving forward, I don't really want to say it while Sophie's here, but because it was spot World War 3, but I'm going to do it anyway because it's funny. Guys, remember when I had Snaky Peepers when I very first started this podcast? I think it's in episode 2 or 3. Ollie from Snaky Peepers. I was on the phone to him the other day. He's offered me quite a few stuff for sale, some snakes. Enclosures and snake racking. I told Sophie, she was fine, until I got to the part about the animals. Yeah. But that's a different subject, that's for another day. Let her calm down a bit more for her. But yes guys, I'm getting some more animals. And I was originally only going to get the enclosures, because, well, I think one or two of them is glass. I just want to make a bioactive enclosure with all plants in it. We'll make it all natural and just stick isopods in there, let them breed and leave it as that. I think something natural in the background being quite pretty, I think. So that's what I'm looking into doing. I have started sticking some isopods, making some bioactive enclosures already yesterday. One is in with my spider. When I get up here next week, I'll be doing some more. I want to make sure I've got enough isopods, because I'm breeding them, to go around in all of them. But I don't want to put them all in all at once. I would just want them to breed in, so I know I've got enough. What else has been going on?
Blue's
been a little a-hole.
It's not that bad, really. You do wind them up
again. Not that bad, but when the garden's full of ripped toys of your teddy bears and everything else, that's a little bit funny.
Well, there's ripped toys, there's bloody clothes, there's doormats. Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, when we say ripped stuff, it is proper ripped.
I give up chasing him now, though, because he thinks it's a game, so every time I'm chasing him, he's thinking it's a game, so...
Oh, speaking about Blue, guys, Blue doesn't like his paws being touched, so what I've been doing is randomly touching his paws, saying good boy, telling him to give me his paw, As soon as he starts thinking it's a game and that, you stop doing it, and you do it like 3 or 4 times during the day, it'll get round. It's desensitizing them. I'm doing it with Rex at the moment. I need to do it with Buddy with his tail in that. As soon as I touch his tail, he tries and whips me. Buddy's been very good lately. As soon as I got him out, he don't like being down on the floor. He likes being high up, which I can understand, because it's still natural to him being on higher up, because all the birds and that getting a hold of him. But yeah, I can't believe Buddy how well he's been.
He's come on leaps and bounds since last time.
Oh yeah, 100%, and I'm very lucky with him. And what with the other snakes? Ruby, I've stopped that completely with her escaping. Guys, I don't know if I mentioned it about in my previous podcast, I can't remember. I was thinking about breeding rats and everything else, but I didn't know. Obviously, I've used to have rats years ago. And obviously, talking to Wally and that, which I didn't really think about. Don't have them in the same room as the snakes, otherwise I will never ever pick up a snake because it will constantly bite me. But if you're going to breed them in a snake racking system, it has to be outside a different room. Obviously, me and Sophie had an agreement. I could do whatever I want in that room, the reptile room. But where the rats have to be in a different room, I can't do what I wanted to do in there. So that's another project what I'm going to do when I expand again for Reptile Discoveries. It's always expanding very slowly. Well, in the last year, I've expanded quite quickly, I think. Starting Reptile Discoveries from a shared house to a normal house to a lot of people, like, would you stay in the same bedroom as a reptiles? Is doesn't really bother me, like,
well,
a lot of people it would, like, what with spiders, snakes and that, but like, it's just a normal thing, like, as long as their enclosures are shut, it's fine, it's okay.
But it's going to be different for you to, like, have the separate room to sleep in.
Yeah, completely, plus there's more room as well. Obviously, where I'm be looking to expand again, not this year, but maybe next year or maybe a year after. Future, you never tell. But it looks possible I could be getting a shop. We need to look at shop prices. What else do we need to look at? The electric staff. Obviously, I need quite a few staff if I want a quite a big place. 3 or 4 people, maybe a bit more, maybe. Sophie, as you guys know, she does a lot of paperwork in the background. And she'll still be doing that with her own little office there. We will be having... insurance, obviously. Because if anyone gets bit by the animals and other things, we don't want that. Plus, once the shops are up and going, I'll be looking into expanding eventually into a reptile zoo. And if I have a reptile zoo, the shop will be still a pet shop, but I'll be having merchandise there as well. I still will be having merchandise anyway as the shop, but not as big as the reptile zoo. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but somehow down the line, it will all work out into what I would like in the end. But yeah, it's just a random talk, like what I would like to do. Yeah, if you guys can't hear what Sophie's saying, it's more of a catch up, talking about like what I want to do and future plans, really, or ideas, what I want to do. Obviously, well, I'm getting a transfer. Sorry. I don't want to start my job forever because I have to get up like 3:45 every morning, and I can't really stay up late at night and watch decent films or anything. I have to go to bed early. So with this, it'd be nice to go to bed whenever I want and go to work by a nice time. Obviously, with shop, I'll be in from probably 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning till whatever time at night. When you've got your own business, you have to put the hours in to make everything work. And as Sophie knows, I'm dedicated into this and it will go very far. Plus we've got quite a lot of support behind us anyway. So, and guys, as you can remember, I've had Trigger in my lives and she's done a very first episode with me. I'm hoping to bring her back as well. We've done some takeover stuff ready for next year for Sophie because she wants to start her own podcast on this channel. I think it's going to be a Wednesday. I think we said a Wednesday. We've done 2 episodes already. We need to get another 2 done. So I want to get hold of Trigger once I've moved again, so we can do a couple more. We did have other people interested, but they backed out. So it's their loss, our gain, because they don't know what they're missing out all the time. And I think where Sophie can have full control and talk about whatever they want, I'll still be in it, but it's...
You'll be in the background.
Yeah, I'll be more in the background. I can't have a say really in what I want to do, which is a bit of a shame, but there you go. But I think her podcast will be on a Wednesday, mine will be on a Sunday. And that's pretty much it for now, guys. Unless Sophie's got anything else to say about her animals, hamster, dog. No?
Hamster's doing fine.
Yeah, hamster's doing fine, guys. What hamster?
It's Simeon.
Yeah, tell her, guys, what type of hamster you've got.
It's a Simeon hamster, she's called Dottie, and she's about 1 year old now, I believe.
Yeah, her hamster will be about 1 year old. Tell people how old they can live for. Obviously, I know, but it'd be nice for you to explain.
Simeon hamsters have a life expectancy of about 2 years, 2.5 years. So she's only got another probably 1.5 years, something like that left.
Yeah, that's the thing about rodents, they don't live for long. They're intelligent creatures, but never live for long, which is a shame. This is why I come out of rodents and more into reptile nails, because you can spend a lot more time with them. Guys, I can't believe like how much Reptile Discoveries has just come from an idea to expanding. Would you say very quickly? For 1 year? I suppose it has, like, quite quick, hasn't it? So, obviously guys, everything what I want to do in my shop, / zoo, / breeding centre, whatever it is I will be doing later in the future, I've said to Sophie already, I want to make a room so I can do my podcast, my lives, everything in for people to come along. And if they want to join in, they can join in with it. I think it'd be fun. Get people in, VIPs and stuff like that. I've got a couple people from America that I want to get down here. That'd be fun. I think doing a podcast with them, like one-to-one, and we can actually meet each other and face-to-face with a podcast. I think that'd be really pretty cool. It'd be nerve-wracking, like, because we always talk over a phone or WhatsApp or whatever. It's going to be completely different.
It's a big one though.
Oh yeah, 100%. It's going to be a laugh as well. But if I can get these people over, that'd be brilliant. But they work quite a bit. Yeah, so guys, it's very, very exciting times. Gives a update on the plans all we've got in process next after the move. We've still got some things to do in the reptile room, but apart from that, for now, I'll see you guys next Sunday. And for now, I'll see you later. Oh, before I go, guys, I will be going live next month. I don't know what date yet, so next Sunday.
Next Sunday you'll be moved?
Yeah, next Sunday I'll be just about moved. Because it'll be 26th of June next week, next Sunday. So after that, I should be moved.
Yeah,
so somewhere around there. Anyway, next Sunday I'll let you guys when I'll be going live, what platform, because I don't need to do one platform or multiple platforms. But for now, we will be letting you know on here, and check out Facebook, and we'll be on there updating you guys on there as well. So I'll see you next week, or this week. And yeah, I'm confused because obviously we're doing everything like a couple of days in advance to a week in advance. Another final thing is we are going to get back on track as well with all social medias,
yeah,
of YouTube and on Spotify, as in getting a lot more content ready and everything else, because obviously Sophie wants to do a Wednesday podcast, which we need to do it a bit more on for next year if she still wants to do that.
Yeah.
I want to do a lot more, so I'm ahead of myself. It shouldn't take us that long, a couple weeks to do this type of thing. And social media, that'd be quite easy to do as well. Anyway, guys, I'm going to go, and I'll speak to you guys later. Ron, and I'll see you next week. And carry on I can't even get my words out now. And carry on discovering, guys. See you later. From me, Simon, and
Sophie.
All right, see you guys. Welcome back to Reptile Discoveries. My name's Simon. Sophie's not here this week, guys. She's busy doing other things. But what we're talking about is saving money with reptiles. As in, what I'm doing is when I buy a lettuce, at the bottom of it, it's got like a little stem. And if you cut at least quite a chunk off, leave some leaves on it so it can regrow. And it'd take quite a few weeks, maybe months, for it to be fully grown again, but that's another way, or you can grow it from seed. I'll be doing a lot more of this next year. I've got enough ready for what I'm doing. As you can probably hear, in blue in the background here, he's coming to join me. What other things do I do? I breed my own cockroaches, dubia cockroaches, mealworms, superworms, and loads of other things as well. And if you've got like the same animals, you can use a same thermostat as well. If it's the same heating and everything, use it on the same two enclosures. That save you money that way as well, guys. Guys, there's always life hacks out there, but you have to try new things to get it all done. The amount of money I've saved in doing this type of thing. Hi, Blue. Hello. It saved me hundreds upon thousands of pounds, and I'm so happy that I found these techniques. It's only going where I've been talking to people, researching stuff as well. It's a brilliant way of doing things. Plus, it's a new little hobby, like growing my own fruit and veg and everything else. So, what are you doing, Billy? He's come to come up to play. It's not your time, mate. It's not your time to show off. Bless him. But it's a new thing for Blue as well, seeing all these new animals. But yes, I mean, I'm very happy in doing what I'm doing. Obviously, you guys know I've got isopods, so I've been still doing my enclosures, setting up a bioactive enclosures. I've done quite a few already. I've got a lot more to do. My cockroach colony has gone down, so I need to buy another one or two tubs for them so I can expand them. My small colony, I'm going to split up into three colonies. It's not big enough to do it, but that's what I'm going to do. And hopefully they can multiply quickly. But we come to that when we need to. But I'll be doing it in the next couple of weeks, multiplying them, splitting them all up. I've got enough food to go around through the other animals anyway, like these superworms, millworms, stuff like that. So the animals has always got extra stuff. I have got, as you guys are probably aware, I've got my baby snails another lot this year. So I'm going to try and sell some of them this year. If not, I've always got backup food for the spiders and everything else. So I might use them and feed them off as well. It don't hurt having extra food laying around. This just a thing this week. I can't even get my, what is up with me today? I can't get my words out. I know what I'm thinking of, but I don't know how to say it. I don't know why. Yeah, life-saving hack. So that's what I've been doing. It's always best to keep like loads of cardboard, like egg boxes, stuff like that as well, for if you're going to breed dubia roaches, because I love being in the dark. If you're going to get tubs now, don't get the forum, always get the black tubs. And in the winter, I don't do it because they're always on top of my enclosures or somewhere where it's quite warm. In the tubs, some people always put heat mats on the side of them so they can breed quicker. But this room is directly underneath the kitchen, so on the evening it's going to get really warm in here. It was 20 something degrees last night, and that was quite warm for a room where I has got hardly nothing in it. So when the reptiles are in here, it's going to be like in its 20s, nearly 30s. I'm quite looking forward to seeing how quickly this room adapts to all the animals and everything else. I've got a lot more things to go in here, and hopefully I'll be breeding in no time as well. I've got a couple of things that I'm breeding, obviously the snails and the millworms and something else, I can't remember what I'm doing. Oh, I will be breeding my scorpion as well at some point, not straight away. I've got a bioactive enclosure which I need to set up first, and a couple other piece things. But yeah, everything's come together very, very slowly. I'm excited and everything else. This is going to be a short episode this week, guys, because all I want to talk to you about is saving money and stuff like that. So if you've got a lot of animals and you want to breed them, go ahead. It's best to have more animals what you breed. They're not enough at all. I'm giving my cockroaches the rest of the year to breed. I don't think I'm going to use them as much this year. Letting the rest of the animals have superworms and stuff like that, and maybe feed off my some of my African land snails to the animals. Plus being bioactive, they probably end up eating the isopods as well, so it's a win-win, I suppose, that way. I will be breeding springtails, which would be good for a clean-up crew, because spiders can't get them because they're so tiny. It'd be best for a long run to do that as well. So I'm going to leave it here, guys. don't forget to check out all my social medias. Go and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Clapper, Instagram, stuff like that. And we will see you next week. Peace out, guys, and keep discovering.